That's the walnut, I reckon, with the hull off, all I know.
Would there be a shell?
Yeah, a shell part, yeah.
And then what do you call the parts you eat?
That's it.
Kernel.
Did you ever hear it called a goodie? There's a kind of nut that you use mostly around Christmas or Thanksgiving.
That's a pecan.
All right, and there's another kind, it's a little flat nut. And they use them with, sometime in chocolate bars. You'll have a Hershey bar with...
What's them things we got, Hardy, down there, and we fixed the church popsicle? Chestnut and, English walnut and,
they call them nigger heels.
Yeah, nigger heels. That chinky pin, we had that too last year, and the lunches got so hard. I think there's some of them in there.
I know what you're talking about. A little flat.
Yellowish looking. Yeah. With little.
Looks like a little acorn. It looks like a little acorn. I planted one.
Almonds.
That's right. They got them and we packed Christmas boxes at our church, and then we fixed Christmas plates. We had 89 plates and about 9 boxes for families. We send the plates to the aged, and the shut-ins, but we fixed these boxes for families that's not able to get the children fruits and stuff. We put food in there, like sugar and the lard and corn and pork and beans, and we had some sausage we put in, I don't know what all, and they bought some of these little hard nuts, a great big old container. And I said, why did you buy them, Mr.? Well, I said, can old people eat them? They put them in on these plates, you see, to carry to the home with maybe an old person sitting there with a tooth in the head. Well, he gave me some, and we got through. We had a lot of stuff left, and he fixed us a box, and the other lady a box. There's some of them somewhere here right now.
Is there?
In a container somewhere. I don't know where that. Maybe over there. We did eat them after. He had me to plant one, and it rotted.
That's a chestnut.
They are hard.
Chickpeas is good.
Don't you have to boil chestnuts or something before you can get the shell on?
The old people did in the fire space at night.
I never knew how to cook them
did cook them. Papa used to get them for us for Christmas.
And now the outside part of, would you call the outside part of a chestnut? Have you ever heard of a burr?
Yeah.
Now what's the burr of a nut?
It's on a chinkapin, and it's outer skin like, and it has little teeny stickers on it. I think, best I remember, we had one there at home, out there at home one time.
Does an acorn have a burr?
Yeah.
An acorn does too.
Hickory nuts
have a burr that opens up and falls off, which a hickory nut comes out.
A hickory nut and a walnut has the best taste of any nut there is.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Now I parch pecans for him.
She's talking about a walnut that grows wild here, not the one you buy in the store. White brown, like you buy in the store.
Well, the first question she asked me was about the walnut with the hull, and then what it had. It had that.
Is that the kind you talk about?
Yeah, the kind we used to have in the yards.
Did you ever hear that's called black walnuts?
Yeah, the black walnut. That's right.
There's a kind of fruit that you squeeze. You squeeze them to get juice for breakfast.
That's orange.
All right, and more than one of these, you'd have a dozen.
Dozen oranges to squeeze, but maybe 3 or 4 in the family.
If you went to the store to get some, and there weren't any there, you might come back and say, "Well, I didn't get any oranges because they were
all out."
All right. There's a kind of vegetable that's grown in a garden that it has a red outside and a white inside.
That's a radish.
There's another red vegetable. They argue about whether it's a vegetable or a fruit. It grows on the vine. These are
grapes? No.
Brown and juicy. One variety is